across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Wild Man of Late Night Radio is back. Late Night Ian Lee starts Monday the 21st of March at 10 p.m. on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
There we go, and we're back. Can you hear the noise? Listen. Shh, shh, shh. Right, well, that's the computer booting up. I don't know what that's doing. The computer is already booted up, but listen. Yeah, I've got the window open. I've got the window open. I've got a flipping headache. It's 9 minutes to nine on Thursday. It's 9 minutes to nine on Thursday. You're listening to the Ian Lee podcast from Talk Radio. And I've had a headache now, I'm going to say, for about 3 months. For about 3 months. And I'm trying to the big red building. I'm trying to cut down on the amount of narcotics I ingest in my body. So I'm taking way too many Nurofen. Way too many. Can't kill. You can't. Well, no, I'm not going to say that because then someone might go and try it and prove it wrong. You can't drink more than 4 pints of milk without throwing it back up. The body, we are all lactose intolerant to a certain extent. I feel I should have some kind of like music. I'm not sure. I think we're going to have like music beds and stuff on the show. And I just can't be bothered to set it up for this. So hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. So we're gonna have a little bit of a music bed. Let's see if this works. Here we go. Hang on. Will this play? It's mine. There we go. So we're all a little bit lactose intolerant to a certain extent. I don't know if that works. That's Jimmy Nicol, by the way. Who knows? Hands up, who knows who Jimmy Nicol is? Anybody? Anybody? Anybody know who Jimmy Nicol is? Well, that's your research project. He was the Beatles' other drummer. Mm-hmm. Pete Best? No, Jimmy Nicol. So there's Pete Best. He gets the boot because he's too good looking and all the girls like him. And he wasn't a particularly good drummer. So he gets the boot. Ringo comes in. And there's mayhem ensues. Then they go and do a tour of Australia in, I'm going to say, 64. But Ringo's got tonsillitis. Now, the other Beatles, being complete and utter shysters, decide that they want to do the tour and make the Australian dollar even without their good buddy Ringo Starr. So they get another drummer in, and they get a bloke in called Jimmy Nicol. And there's a brilliant book called The Beatle Who Vanished, the Jimmy Nicol story. And it basically, he played with the Beatles for about 2 months and then kind of thought, well, you know, he told Georgie Fame to stick it so he could go and play with the Beatles. And then he came back and thought, yeah, do you know what? I'm going to be a big star. I'm going to be a superstar. And he didn't. And he actually had quite a sad life. So Jimmy Nicol, I've got a coffee, I'm raising a glass. Jimmy Nicol, ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Nicol. And let's just get another reminder of what that sounded like. Jimmy Nicol and the Shub Dubs. And that's Jimmy Nicol fading off into the background. I don't know if he's still alive. If Jimmy Nicol, producer, if you're listening to this, not met him yet, can you see if Jimmy Nicol is still alive? And if he is, book him. Oh! We might be getting Graham Nash on the show. I'm going to reveal exclusively in this podcast, and thanks for reminding me. I'm going to be revealing the spot. Who's in the Spotniks as well? There we go. I'm going to be exclusively revealing in this podcast who my first guest is going to be on Monday, March the 21st on Talk Radio. That's where it all starts. My show's 10 o'clock Mondays to Fridays. Then I think there's a best of at the weekend. I'm not totally sure about that. It's going to be on DAB and online. There's going to be an app. The app hasn't come out yet for your phones. Won't be on FM, won't be on Sky. Yabu sucks. So you need to retune. If you haven't done it already, retune your DAB radios. How do you do that? You press the auto button or the retune button. I don't know. For God's sakes, woman. I don't know. But do it. And there's other shows on there. There's Paul Ross and there's Julia Hartley-Brewer and there's John Holmes and there's Sam Delaney. But the show that counts, guys, let's be honest. Let's be honest. 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. till 1 a.m. It's a phone-in show. Loads of people online going, oh, it's not, so it's, Rumours going around it's not a phone-in show. Sorry? But, what? Yeah, rumours going around that it's not a phone-in show. No, it... Is it... Well, what... What do you think it's going to be, then? Me just sat there talking like this? Anyway, I've got some numbers here, so we're going to phone people up. Remember to do 141 this time. This is the fun bit. I mean, I won't be doing this on the show. This will be done by other sources, of course. So, here we go. And then we're going to put that on speaker. And then we're going to go...
Hello?
Well, that worked well, didn't it, guys? Be plenty more of that stuff to come in the show. What happened there? Hang on a second. I'm not having that. I'm not having that. So, yeah, of course it's going to be a phony show, guys. What else can I do? I've got no talent. I'm not going to sit there and sing for 3 hours. We'll have guests on and stuff, and I expect it to be a little bit quiet on the phones to start with. But, yeah, we'll... Yeah, Gatford.
Yes, good morning.
So here's the thing, Gatford, and I've been meaning to tell you this for ages, but I don't like you.
Oh.
I went to get my CD player in my car, broke down the other day. No, it didn't. It broke down last year.
Right, and you're telling me now?
Yeah, no, well, November, and I went and got it. I thought I'm going to treat myself to a new DAB radio. That was lucky. And one of those things. Well, I didn't want that. They gave me one of those Bluetooth things, so I can sit in my car and talk to people. But it never works. Everyone's going, "Hello, I can't hear you." Much like that last call.
Right. Yes.
So anyway, so I went in there, right, to get it fixed, and there's a young lad called Mush. His name was Mush. Okay. When I leave a gap, Gatford.
That's when I'm a bit out of practice, sorry.
Yeah, I know you don't get to socialise much, it's fine. But trust me, this story is worth it, right?
Okay, I'll try and be more interested.
You will be interested by the end of it.
Yeah.
So, the guy called Mush fitted it, and we had a laugh, and then we met this guy who was very drug damaged, came along and told us how he'd driven naked from Sheffield all the way down to Slough. Naked. Imagine driving naked. I couldn't do that.
Especially when you like hit traffic, because it's all right if you move. Yeah. People will just go, "Was he naked?" Though?
Yeah.
Well, surely not. But when you slow down, people will go, "He's naked."
I would have to drive a manual car just to make sure.
Yeah, good point.
Thank you. Anyway, stop interrupting me. So anyway, there was a young lad called Charlie working there, right? And I had to go in a couple of times because there was a few problems with it. And a second time I went in, Charlie went, "I've got to ask, are you the bloke on the radio?" And I went, "Yeah." He was only a young lad, right? And I went, "Yeah." He said, "I used to listen to you on LBC. Remember those guys? Is that still going? I used to listen to you on LBC, right, when I was at school and stuff. And I thought you were brilliant." I was like, "Oh, well, thanks, man. That's really kind. I really appreciate that." And he said, "You had one caller on there who was brilliant." What was... I said, "One." He said, "Yeah, one that was brilliant. Always used to make me laugh." And I went, "Oh, you mean Vinny?" I went, no, it wasn't him. I went, "Yeah, sir?" He went, "No, sir." I went...
Come on, I know where this is going.
Barry from Watford. He said, no, there was one guy. Do you know who that guy was he was talking about, Gatford?
Was it me?
It was you! Of all the callers, and let's be honest, you are easily the dullest. You and Philip from South Norwood, right? Of all the callers he could have picked from those days... He picked you.
Have you got his number by any chance?
Yes, I have. Thanks very much indeed. And then when I hang up the phone call there, I kind of go to give out the phone number. I've got no idea what the phone number is for Talk Radio, by the way, dear listener. But when I know, you'll know, obviously, and I will be tweeting the heck out of it, for goodness sakes. But here we go. Let's see who this is. Yes, the whole point of the show is I want you guys to take part. Otherwise, I'm screwed. There we go. I had a question I was going to ask people, and I've forgotten the question. This guy, better answer. Why would you send me your phone number? Oh, is that David?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, David's here. How you doing?
Yeah, not bad, yeah. It was because I sent an email last night, and because I spoke to you a couple of times on the other radio station and stuff like that, and I don't know whether to put it or not, because I wasn't sure if you wanted other people who'd phoned or...
Well, hang on, which other radio station? I've been fired, excuse me. I have voluntarily left so many radio stations, Dave. It could be anyone. Which one are we talking about? Let's name names. Let's dish the dirt.
I phoned you on Absolute, and I mentioned about that documentary you did about arcade machines that time, and I did a YouTube clip where about Absolute Radio as well, where you talked about the perfect murder.
Oh.
I was just saying, like, because people were saying, oh, I'd have done this, I'd done that, and me being really pedantic, I was like, well, it don't make sense.
Well, and do you remember the, remember the two perfect murders I came up with?
You said with the ones you said that was you'd go to a house in the dead of night and there'd be no witnesses, and I was like,
no, hang on.
Oh, well, I don't think...
I never said that. My perfect murder... I tell you, Mike, there's two perfect murders, right? The first one is you club someone to death with a leg of lamb.
Okay.
Then you invite the police who are investigating the murder around to your house for a Sunday roast, and you serve them... that leg of lamb. They've eaten the murder weapon. No murder weapon, no prison sentence for murder. The other, and I'm going to allow you to try and pick holes in these, you won't be able to. The other perfect murder is you make a sword, like a really sharp sword,
okay,
out of ice.
Oh, yeah.
I stab you, Dave, through the heart with my ice dagger. Or sword, ice dagger or sword. I've got both. You die. You lie there. You're dying. You die. You're dead.
Okay.
I walk away, right? And I'm not even wearing gloves, right? The murder weapon melts. The police turn up. They find a dead man with a hole in his heart and like a damp shirt. Perfect murder. What are they going to... No fingerprints, no murder weapon. I'm off scot-free. I'm like Basil with those... the lads that did the bank robbery, the jewel heist. I'm living the La Vida Loca. No, that was Ricky Martin. Either way, Dave, I've escaped scot-free. Try and pick holes in those murders. I don't think you can, buddy.
Well, there's one thing, this is what everybody was saying before, though, and this is like one of those things where, like, I really let this drop what happened, like, 2 years ago, but people, like, because of things like CCTV and DNA and just general witnesses. And...
Well, hang on, there's no way. Okay, I make sure I stab the person where there's no CCTV. There's no DNA, mate, because there's the fingerprints. You can't fingerprint a pool of water. Can you?
No, but the
exactly.
thing is, though, that, say, if you went in somebody's house, and nowadays, because there is so many people with, like, CCTV cameras and things like that,
yeah.
Like, I think a lot of people, and, like, I think this is why things like, as much as I love things like Murder, She Wrote and Columbo and stuff like that, when you watch some of the older ones,
yeah.
And you think, and don't get me wrong, because they're all a little bit silly, but I kind of love how the kind of, like, say, when a new invention comes out, they'll say, oh, we found him because of a mobile phone, or we found him because of somebody typed on a typewriter.
never type a murder note. First of all, never have a murder note. Why would you even have a murder note? I don't even know what a murder note is. I know a suicide note, but not a murder note. But never type anything incriminating on an old-fashioned typewriter because they can use the imprint in the ribbon.
Well, I always think it's quite funny, but like I say, it's like a real sort of big, a big cliche on Columbo, but I love how, like, every two or three episodes, they'll have to explain something to, like, they'll say, oh, how come he thought he was watching this live sports broadcasting? Like, oh, well, it was a, he'd set his video time, and they have to, like, point to, they have, like, a big insert shot of, like, you know, like, really over-explaining something like that, and especially, like, 20, 30 years after, like, yeah. Talking about, like...
I watched an old film, a film from the 90s, late 80s, early 90s the other day, some Spanish rubbish, right? And an integral part of the film was a massive, chunky, cassette-based answer phone that was the size of an old VHS video recorder. It was huge. What were we doing with those things, for God's sakes?
Well, that's why I do think things like that. I'm a big sort of fan of old technology, and like I said, that documentary you did about arcade machines and things like that. And I do think, like, that's become like a bit of like a cliche now that, anybody who's like over 25, if you start talking about, oh, I remember video, or I remember, like, say, answer phone, and things like that, and people are like, what are them? Like, you know, you're like, what? You know, it's like, what? I still use them.
I'm like, what now?
I've still got like a VHS video. I still like.
I'm sat here in my studio, and my foot, I'm just about to put my right foot into the VHS video slot. There we go. My right foot is inside a VHS video now, guys. That is what it's all about. Dave, if you had to murder someone, and I get the feeling that you've thought about this a lot, how would you do it then so that you wouldn't end up doing Bird?
Well, what's funny with me, though, I think more than anything, because, like, I used to listen to, this sounds like a proper fannish thing to say, but I used to listen to your podcast quite a lot and your radio stuff quite a bit.
You're a stalker, aren't
just
you?
Like, with things like that, it was more just that week,
yes.
That particular thing.
Okay.
And I'm terrible for stuff like this. Like, I let most stuff slide.
Let it go. Dave, let it go. You need to let it go, Dave.
No, but then I'll be dead. No, but not...
Let it go.
Okay. Serial killers say. No, but not just...
yeah.
Just generally, if somebody says, like, this is a big running joke between me and my mates, that, like, when people talk about CGI in films, and they'll say, oh, Terminator 2 was the first CGI film. And I'm like, what are you talking about? There was CGI in, like, the 70s and 80s. And when people talk about, like, we talk about, like, technology...
Dave, right? You know special effects? You know special effects in movies, right? And but they call it special FX, like the letter F and the letter X. Why are they doing that? Are they making, is that a special effect? Changing the word effect into FX? Is that like the first ever special effect, changing a word into two letters?
Do you know what, though? I think that's a really good question, because I'm trying to think of, like, the very first time I ever really saw it say EFX. I know why.
Hang on, what's the E for? I've never seen the E. I've seen... Oh, like FX. Well, you don't need the E for... hang on. You don't need the E, because that's EFX. You just want FX.
Well, yeah, that's true. I think the earliest time I can think of it is, like, roughly about the 80s. But it was a bit like the film Independence Day.
Yeah.
That used to get shortened down to ID4.
Oh, flip it. Oh, well, of course, Y2K. You mean the year 2000? Just say, it's only one extra... digit to put 2000 instead of Y2K. And also, it's probably, because there's three circles in it, it's probably less pen strokes. Dave, I've got to go. Have you retuned your DAB radio so you can listen to me on March the 21st?
No, but I will do, though.
Oh, blimey. Dave, you're a good sport. Thank you, mate. Ta-ta. Is that the first ever? The show's... I want to do more of this show now. Is that the first ever special effect, changing the word effect to FX? Why do they do that? It's just showing off, isn't it? Do you know what? I'm enjoying this so much. Let's do another phone call, because I'm starting to get into the vibe now. And then I finish this, and I'm just kind of sat here going, oh, I've got nothing to do now. I've got to come down from the buzz. I need more. So I just go around, you know, just... There we go. This is Marcus. Gonna ask Marcus if he's ever used an embassy. Someone sent me a list of topics, right? And there's a really good one at the end. Have you ever used an embassy? Have you ever used an embassy? Ian at ianlee.com.
Hello,
Marcus.
Hello.
Have you ever used an embassy?
An embassy?
Yeah.
No.
I wonder if anyone has ever really ever had to use an embassy. Like, they've knocked on the door. Can you... I'm assuming, Marcus, if I... And so, apologies, I can't remember who sent this in. Someone sent this in as a topic to me, so thank you. So,
right.
Sorry?
Oh, right.
He's coming on the show. Anyway, can you... If you're, like, in a foreign country, right, can you just go and knock on the British embassy and go, hello, I'm British, I need asylum, and then they let you in, and they give you, like, tea and crumpets and stuff... And then you go, oh, I'm all right now. And you just go. Can they basically, can you go to your embassy, wherever you are in the world, for free food?
I think you probably can.
If you're starving, right, in, like, Spain or Greece because of all that horrible food, uh-huh. that the embassy has to, they have to look after you, don't they?
I would have thought so, yeah, I think so. It's in the Geneva Convention or something, isn't it? I don't know.
Something like that. Marcus, you sent me your phone number. Everybody that I've called, you're the last person on the third podcast. Everyone I've called, and there's been about six or seven, has had something. They sent me their number because they had something dazzling, amazing, and wonderful to contribute to the podcast, Marcus. So I'm assuming you've got something like that. Marcus, it's over to you.
Funny enough, I haven't actually. I don't know, he's never going to ring me, so... putting me on the spot now. I know I haven't, I'm afraid.
I'm going to have to hang up on you, Marcus.
Winting, I know. Okay,
there we go. So that's it, guys. That's podcast number three. Here's the selling my soul little bit. If you download this on the iTunes, it's available on other bits and pieces, on all other kind of platforms where you'd normally get your podcast. If there is a facility to leave reviews and five stars... Someone left a three-star review. I'm going to find that person and chop their nose off. If you are on iTunes, basically, leave reviews and five stars or whatever you think it's worth, just because it kind of helps in the ratings. And the what is that? The better this podcast does, the more chance there is of getting the full show on podcast. I can't promise anything, but I'm working on it. Go and retune your radios. Ian Lee, Talk Radio, March the 21st at 10 p.m. Ta-ta.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Wild Man of Late Night Radio is back. Late Night Ian Lee starts Monday the 21st of March at 10 p.m. on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.